Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Hey, once again, you're listening to the Tony Burns Gospel Show. And hey, this is part two of Hidden Secrets. Hidden Secrets. I tell you, we all got some. We do. And hey, it's me and my co-host, Alicia, on this thing. And I tell you, she is on it for real. So we going into the message after this song, Justified.
Don't dare to sit down. Keep it right in line on the Tony Burns Gospel Show.
Point in my life,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I saw one of my former church members came by here and said, I'm going to cut your yard for you because I know you can't afford it, and I'm just bawling, thank you. He said, I'm not going to charge you, and I'm going to come cut your yard every 2 weeks.
Wow.
And when he came, he said, you need to come back to church, and I'm like, no, because such and such made me mad and blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
And he looked at me and he said, no, you need to come back. He said, just come visit. Went that Sunday and visited, and when I walked in the building, they all ran up to me like, oh, my God, just complete love.
Look at that. Look at that.
And I just started crying like, oh, my God, you sitting your old crazy tail at home because you mad about something
the
somebody
enemy.
Said.
Yeah.
Nothing but the enemy.
Nothing but the enemy.
For almost 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Not serving, not doing nothing, thinking you can do it by yourself.
Mm.
Guess what, God said? Okay, Alpha.
Ooh.
You know you got to call on your life.
Yes,
calling
yes.
on your life. You sit in that house if you want to. Guess what? You won't have a house.
Oh, my Lord. Life. Look at it. About to strip.
And didn't have anything to eat at times.
Oh, my
I'm gonna
God.
I'm going to take it all.
Oh,
if that's
Lord.
What it takes to get your attention back. Because guess what? These things don't mean nothing.
That's right. That's
to God.
Right. That's right.
Not
don't.
A thing. You fornicate. You doing this. You don't. You showing out.
Mm-hmm.
that's all right, because I'm going to get your attention.
Ooh, Lord.
The week I went back to church, the Holy Spirit kept saying, go check your mailbox. And they had sent me a letter a couple of days before and said, you have 3 days to get out your house.
Mm-hmm.
So the Holy Spirit kept saying, go check your mailbox. And I kept being hard-headed. Nope, because ain't nothing out there but a bunch of pink slips.
Yeah.
What they going to turn off and shit off.
Oh, my God.
The next day, go check your mailbox. Wouldn't do it. Walked out to my car, getting ready to go somewhere to pay a bill. And the Holy Spirit said, check your mailbox. I went out there and checked the mailbox. It was a check for almost $9,000.
Oh, my Lord.
This was the week I went back to church. Do you hear me?
Oh, my Lord. Look at God.
So everything, I was going to tell them I couldn't pay my rent. They were telling me to pack my stuff and get out.
Oh, my God.
I was $3,000 behind.
Ooh.
I was able to walk over there with a check, baby, and say, give me my stuff back.
You'll do it, won't it?
Take that car almost off.
Oh, my Lord.
You know what I'm saying? All my bills caught up and everything. When I tell you, ever since I walked back, and I had a prophet tell me, you have four callings on your life.
Oh, my goodness.
Singing, ministry, prophecy, and speaking, something she said.
Yeah.
She told me what to do, and I've been following that.
Yes.
Ever since I said I'm answering my call.
Yes.
When I tell you I've been the happiest I've ever been in my life.
Oh, I'm telling you.
When I
purpose
tell
is back.
You,
yes.
Huh?
Yes. Yes.
When I thought I could do it by myself.
Can't do it.
It's amazing because I can just see God sitting up there talking, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to just let you go see if you can do it by yourself.
Can't do
but
it.
But in the process, I'm going to take some things from you because I'm going to show
right.
you who's
That's
running
right.
what.
That's right. That's right.
So I give it all to him. He is so worthy. He is so amazing. And I just thank him, really.
Yes, yes. And that still kind of falls in, you know, what's done in the dark we brought to
yes.
the light because... It's like it's almost like you were running from your calling and mm-hmm. you didn't want to do it. But God knows how to squeeze us and bring out that light in us. He said, "This little light of mine,
I'm gonna let
it shine." Remember
you
that
know,
little
I couldn't
song?
Stand that song.
But you know, God has a way to
yes.
squeeze in our lives and making it shine and bringing you know that out of you what he needs to be brought out of you, and it's still a sense of bringing something to the light,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man.
It's just you know it's kind of like I'm not gonna let you go without
that's
cause
right.
you're mine.
Yeah,
and I love you. It's kind of like you do your kids.
Yes, yes.
But I'm taking this. You know when you do with kids, I'm taking this cell phone. I'm taking
yeah.
this, you know
oh.
all this
Ooh.
Stuff that you want,
mm-hmm.
but you still don't have your necessities.
Yes.
But because you're mine.
Yes.
So I'm gonna make sure you don't go without.
Ooh.
But I'm gonna have to spank that tail just a little
yes,
bit because you don't believe Fat Meat is greasy. I'm gonna have to show you.
Oh boy,
and
he'll do it.
I'm telling you, and that's the thing you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
It's to call, you know, not get caught because God knows all sin.
That's right. He
but you
there.
Don't want to get that tail spanked because you're doing something you know you're not supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Other people might not see it. It's kind of like you trying to commit adultery with God is watching. You know what
oh,
I'm saying? You're doing your thing
oh,
thinking nobody knows, nobody sees
right.
you hide. Yeah, a man may not see it, but God knows all.
He knows all.
And he see sees that. It all. And the guilt from that. And it's conviction.
Yes, conviction. Yes, right.
The conviction from that, knowing God knows, it stopped me from doing a whole lot of things.
Yes.
Like cussing that lady out.
Because
that old me is still in there.
Yes.
I have to suppress
that. That's right. That's right. That's right.
But let me tell you, the Lord knows my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I might have went outside and cussed and acted up. He saw it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't cute. It wasn't nice. But I have to ask for forgiveness. So when you're doing things in the dark and you know you're not supposed to do, you need
That's
to
right.
repent.
That's right. That's true.
That's
so
the biggest
true.
Part of it is repent.
That is so true.
Asking for forgiveness.
Yes.
But not continuing to do it. It
mm-hmm.
says, but he who confesses and forsakes them will find compassion.
Wow.
So God, you know, God is a just God and he will, he's a forgiving God.
That's right.
And so he's slow to anger. But you can't keep pushing it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. And that compassion is that he keep letting your crazy
yeah,
butt leave.
Exactly. Because sometimes, you know, when I taught Sunday school, I was telling myself, you know, I heard about, you know, we're talking about you having to answer for your own sins.
That's right.
Like, I can't take on your, you know, I can't cover for you when it comes to God.
That's right.
You don't have to cover Tony.
That's right.
At least they have to answer for Alicia, you know, not mm-hmm. even for our children.
Mm-hmm.
When they become adults, they have to answer for themselves. And so, we were talking Sunday about God. I told him, I said, you know, he was saying in, what was it, Ezekiel 18.
Mm-hmm.
And in Ezekiel 18, that's what it was talking about, answering for, you know, you're accountable for your own sins. You're
okay.
responsible for your own
okay.
sins. And it said, those who ask for forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
you know right from wrong. You know the word. You know from right from wrong. You ask for forgiveness, God will forgive you.
Mm.
But if you're doing wrong, you're not asking for forgiveness, the scripture has pointed out, you'll surely die.
Mm.
Now, like I said, our time, God doesn't deal with time.
Mm-hmm.
So that death might be a spiritual death.
That's right. That's right.
Or it could be like the boy that was sitting in that choir stand singing, knowing he wasn't doing right.
Oh, my Lord.
Then up there singing, going on sleeping with another man, and I'm not saying anything against anybody.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It fell out right there in the pulpit and died.
Oh, my Lord.
In the choir stand. Just
Ooh.
Like that.
How long
Young,
ago was this?
Nothing. You remember when it was? It was probably, man, probably like 10, maybe 8 to 10 years ago.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Because I know stuff like that happening. It's happening right now.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You go quickly.
Yeah.
Or
that's
you can
right.
be a slow spiritual death.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying that but I'm just saying what the word says. The
mm-hmm.
word says, you, if you're not repenting, you will surely die. That's what the word said in Ezekiel.
Yeah.
Don't dare to dip down. Keep it right here locked on the Tony Burns Gospel Show.
I know. But hey, pray this prayer if you would like to be saved. Say, Lord, come into my heart. I am a sinner. I believe that you died on the cross for me. And I believe that you rose on the third day. Forgive me for my sins. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, stay encouraged. You have been listening to the Tony Burns Gospel Show.